Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up to the moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist Mike Brook.
Today I'd like to visit with our Kansas dairy producers concerning HPAI, or what we commonly know as bird flu. As we look at the fall and the return of migratory birds, might be a little more on your minds as a dairy producer. So as we look forward, what are some things that you need to be thinking about? Well, number one, as we look at what we do with biosecurity, we got to think about how it might come onto our farm. And the first detections were transferred from waterfowl or other birds to dairy cattle. So trying to eliminate birds on your farm is one of the things that you should be concerned about. Some other things that have shown to possibly cause the transfer of this virus into naive herds is the introduction of animals from other places. Some other things that we have found to transfer the virus include small animals such as cats, raccoons, skunks. It's also been detected in mice. It could be transported by other humans, such as veterinarians, breeding personnel, those that are traveling between farms could possibly bring this onto your farm. But these are just a few of the things that have been noted in some cases, but not all cases, where the influenza has been detected in dairy herds. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension, encouraging our dairy producers to continue to be on the lookout for HPAI signs in their herds, and do what you can do to eliminate the possible spread through increased biosecurity measures on your dairy.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.